Okay. This will be the last part of the seventh seal of Revelations. So, I hope everyone out there that's listening gets something out of this as much as I did. I'm going to start off with a little note describing Revelations. Much of Revelations describes the chaos that results from mankind following Satan and seeking to build its own civilization apart from the Almighty Yahweh. But neither that chaos nor Yah's victory over Satan is the climax of the book. No, I'm not through yet. I still have four more chapters to finish this message. Rather, Revelation ends with the living Messiah showing John what would take place beyond the chaos. After seeing in a vision the big destruction of Babylon the Great, John sees another vision of heaven and of the celebration before the throne of Yah. Babylon's fall is noted in Revelations 19:2, which I will get to shortly. Verse 19:6 tells of the rejoicing of those before Yah's throne, singing hallelujah for Yahweh the omnipotent reigns. Revelations 19, verses 1 through 8. Revelations 19, 1 through 8. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto Yahweh our Father. Verse 2, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornications, and more has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Verse 3, and again they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. Verse 4, and the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped Yahweh that sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. Verse 5, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our Father, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Verse 6, and I heard as it were the voice of great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah. For Yahweh El Shaddai, omnipotent, reigneth. Verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Verse 8, and to her it was granted that she should we be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteous of saints. Leviticus 16:4. Leviticus 16:4, he shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with the linen girdle, and with linen mitre shall he be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. Matthew 22, verse 11. And when he came in to see his guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. Verse 19:9. Revelations 19:9. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of Yahweh. Verse that goes along with that is Isaiah 25, verse 6. Isaiah 25, verse 6. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, And he that swims spreadeth forth his hands to swim, and he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. Revelation 19, verses 10 through 11. Revelation 19, verses 10 through 11. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, and have the testimony of Yeshua. Worship Yahweh, for the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. Verse 11, And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. Verse out of Isaiah 66, verses 15 through 16. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. Verse 16. For by the fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead, and all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. Revelations 19, verses 12 through 13. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse 13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahweh. Witness verses Isaiah chapter 63, verse 2. Isaiah 63, verse 2. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treads in the wine vat? Another verse. John chapter 1, verse 1. John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. Revelations 19, verses 14 through 15. Revelations 19, verses 14 through 15. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Verse 15, And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of El Shaddai. Witness verses Hosea chapter 6, verse 5. Hosea 6, verse 5. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goes forth. The other verse, witness verse, is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of Yahweh is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and in a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Revelations 19, verses 16 and 17. Revelations 19, verses 16 through 17. And he has written on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Sovereign of Sovereigns. Verse 17, And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great Yahweh. Another witness verse, Jeremiah 15, verse 3. Jeremiah 15, verse 3, And I will appoint over them four kinds, says Yahweh, the sword to slay, the dogs to tear, and the fowls of heaven and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. Another verse going along with that, Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 7. Hold thy peace at the presence of my sovereign Yahweh, for the day of Yahweh is at hand, for Yahweh has prepared a sacrifice. He has bid his guest. Revelations 19, verses 18 through 20. Revelations 19, verses 18 through 20. That ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sat on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Verse 19, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Verse 20, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them not had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of burning fire and brimstone. Witness verse, Daniel chapter 7, verse 11. Daniel 7, verse 11. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. I believe, beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Revelations chapter 19, verse 21. Revelations 19, 21. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat on the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls are filled with their flesh. Note here, the returning King of Kings will immediately dispatch a mighty angel to seize Satan and lock him away for 1,000 years. This sets the stage for the reign of the kingdom of Yahweh on earth. The symbolism of the holy days which Yahweh gave Israel can help us understand the meaning of sequence of events. Just as the Feast of Trumpets, that's the Feast of Trumpets, represents the time of Yah's intervention and judgment, so the Day of Atonement, coming 9 days later, pictures the time when Satan will be banished and made to bear his responsibility for sin. Feast of Trumpets, that day was the one we're looking for. That's the one that's unfulfilled yet, and it's on its way. The fulfillment of what this day symbolizes is described in Revelation 20, verse 1 through 3. Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3. Most likely, the action that is described in the seventh trumpet of Revelation 11, verse 15, and the putting away of Satan in Revelation chapter 20, verse 2, which I'll get there in a minute, will take place in a 9-day span between trumpets and atonement. Satan being put away will represent the liberation of mankind. This is the fulfillment of the symbolism of the ancient year of Jubilee, which is coming up next year, isn't it? Question mark. When freedom was proclaimed, Leviticus chapter 25, verses 9 through 10. Leviticus 25, 9 through 10. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. Verse 10, and ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Revelation 20, verse 1. And I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. Witness verses Isaiah 14, verse 15. Isaiah 14, verse 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to the grave, to the side of the pit. The other verse is Isaiah chapter 27, verse 1. Isaiah 27, verse 1. In that day, Yahweh, with his sore and great and strong sword, shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, the crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. Revelations chapter 20, verses 2 through 3. Revelations 20, verses 2 through 3. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Verse 3, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should not deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Witness verse on that one is Leviticus chapter 16, verse 10. Leviticus 16, verse 10. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before Yahweh to make an atonement for him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. Revelations 20, verse 4, Revelations 20, verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that had been beheaded for the witness of Yeshua and for the word of Yahweh, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Messiah 1,000 years. Witness verse, 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 22. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Messiah shall all be made alive. The other witness verse, 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. 1 Peter 2. Verses 9 through 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The note here is, during the last generation, living at the end of the millennium, Satan will be released for a short time, and he will immediately go out to deceive nations once more. This is in Revelation chapter 20, verse 7 through 10, which I'll get there in a minute. Why will Yahweh release him, knowing what he will do? Yahweh has always given mankind a choice, desiring us both to choose the right and reject the wrong. Some, even after experiencing benefits and blessings of Yahweh, government will allow themselves to fall under Satan's sway. Satan will gather armies from many nations around the earth that bear the same rebellious attitude as Gog and Magog. Who are the nations that fought against? Yahweh, in the beginning years of the millennium, a witness verse, well, you find it in Ezekiel 38, the chapter. It's chapter Ezekiel 38. These armies will converge on Jerusalem, but will quickly be destroyed, and Satan will be put away forever. Revelations 20, verses 5 through 8. Revelations 20, verses 5 through 8. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Verse 6, Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be part of Messiah's bride. Got a little mixed up there. Well, part of Messiah's bride will actually dwell in the New Jerusalem. Revelations chapter 21, verse 1 through 3. While those don't permit there, I had the wrong slide up there. For while those who came later during the millennium and great white throne judgment will inhibit the remainder of the new earth, the rest of Yahweh's glorified family, the nations of those who are saved, will have unfettered access to the Father and Messiah, as the gates of the city will remain open by day and there will be no night there. Revelations 21, 23 to 26, I'll get to in just a minute. Revelations chapter 21, verse 1 through 3. And I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Excuse me. Verse 2, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Yahweh out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 3, and I heard a great voice coming out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is within men, and he will dwell with them and shall be his people. And Yahweh himself shall be with them and be their Elohim. Witness verse can be found in Isaiah 35, verse 10. Isaiah 35, verse 10. And the ransom of Yahweh shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The other witness verse can be found in Joel chapter 3, verse 21. Joel 3, verse 21. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for Yahweh dwells in Zion. Revelations 21, verse 4. Revelations 21, verse 4. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The witness verse is Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. Isaiah 25, verse 8. And he shall swallow up death in victory, and my sovereign Yahweh will wipe away tears from all faces, and to rebuke his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for Yahweh has spoken it. The witness verse can be found in Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10. Isaiah 35, verse 10. And the ransom of Yahweh shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Revelations 21, 5 through 6. Revelation 21, verses 5 through 6. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Verse 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Witness verses Isaiah chapter 46, verse 6. Isaiah 44, verse 6. They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith and he makes it an L. That's a lowercase e for that L. They fall down, yea, they worship. The other witness verse is John chapter 7, verse 37. John 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Joshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. He that overcomes inherits all things, and he will be, and I will be his father, and he be my son. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thy offspring. Revelations chapter 21, verse 8. Revelations 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers, the whoremongers, sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Witness verse can be found in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 11. Leviticus 19, verse 11. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. The other witness verse can be found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Galatians 5, verse 21. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. He don't cut no slack. Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 12. Revelation 21, 9 through 12. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had of the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from Yahweh. Can you imagine being carried away in spirit? Can you imagine what that would be like? Your spirit leaves your body and you look back and your body's there and you're going, whoa. But everything happens. That's what Scripture says. So believe it if you're a believer. Believe it not if you're not. Verse 11. Having the glory of Yahweh, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Verse 12. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. And at the 12 gates, 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Witness verse on that one is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 1. Isaiah 26, verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation with Yahweh, a point for walls and bulwarks. Revelations 21, verses 13 through 14. Revelations 21, verses 13 through 14. On the east, three gates. On the north, three gates. And on the south, three gates. And on the west, three gates. Each had a tribe's name on it. Verse 14, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Witness verse can be found in Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. Matthew 19, verse 28. And Joshua said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye must have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory. You also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The witness verse with that is Luke chapter 22, verse 30. Luke 22, verse 30. That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Revelation chapter 21, verses 15 through 24. Revelation 21, verses 15 through 24. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. Verse 16, and the city lies foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. And a furlong is equal to 0.125 miles, which means New Jerusalem will be 1,500 miles square and up towards heaven. That covers a lot of space. The length and breadth and the height of it are equal. We may be able to scrape the space station at 1,500 miles above. Verse 17, and he measured the wall thereof, and 144 cubits, which is 216 foot high, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. Verse 18, and the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. Verse 19, and the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third, excuse me if I don't say this right, chalcedony, the fourth an emerald. Verse 20, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardust, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, and the ninth topaz. The tenth, what was that you said, Elder Tom?
Chrysophase.
The 11th, jacinth, the 12th, an amethyst. Verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Verse 22, and I saw no temple therein, for Yahweh, El Shaddai, and the Lamb are the temple of it. Verse 23, and the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of Yahweh did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Verse 24, and the nations of them which which were saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Witness verse on that part, verse 24, as that can be found in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 11. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, and thou shalt not be shut day or night, that men may bring into thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. Revelations 21, verses 25 through 27. Verses 21, 25 through 27. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Verse 26. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Verse 27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatsoever works abomination or makes a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. They will have complete access to the tree of life that grows in the city, and to the river of the water of life. Make sure I hit the right button. Revelations 22, verse 1.
Last chapter.
Last one, but I got a comment after it's over, because it's going to be a short time. Revelations chapter 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, as clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb. Witness verse on that one is Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Second witness verse can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24. Then come the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of Yahweh, even the Father, when he shall have put down all the rule and all the authority and power. Revelations chapter 22, verse 2. Revelations 22, verse 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of nations. Witness verse Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise. Second witness verse to that can be found in Ezekiel 47, verse 12. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 12. And by the river on the bank thereof, and on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Revelations chapter 22, verses 3 through 11. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Verse 4, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Verse 5, And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for Yahweh, the Father, gives them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. Verse 6, and he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Father of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. That's everything that's leading up to this point. All the hardships, all the everything that went on from Revelation's first chapter all the way through here. Verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book. So as long as we believe what is in this book and keep his prophecies, we have no worries. Behold, I am coming quickly, Messiah declared to John, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates of the cities. Revelations 22, verse 8. Revelations 22, verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Verse 9. Then said he unto me, see thou do not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of the brethren, the prophets, and of them which kept the sayings of this book, worship Yahweh. Verse 10, and he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is not at hand. Verse 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. The witness verse along with that, verse 11, can be found in Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. And many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Revelations chapter 22, verse 12. Revelations 22, verse 12. And behold, I came quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. The witness verse on that one can be found in Matthew 25, verses 31 through 32. Matthew 25, verses 31 through 32. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Verse 32, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Witness verse on that is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Messiah, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Revelations chapter 22, verse 13. Revelations 22, verse 13. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Witness verse to that is can be found in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 4. Isaiah 41, verse 4. Who has wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning, I, Yahweh, the first, and with the last, I am he. Revelations chapter 22, verse 14. 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, for they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates of the city. Witness first for that one can be found in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter for Yahweh and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. The second witness verse can be found in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14. 1 Timothy 6, verse 14. Thou shalt keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Master, Yeshua Messiah. Revelations 22, verse 15. 22, verse 15. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and makes a lie. Witness verse to that is in Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. Exodus 22, verse 18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Short and sweet there. Revelations chapter 22, verses 16 through 17. 22, verses 16 through 17. I, Yeshua, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the assemblies. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let them not hear say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The witness verse on that can be found in John chapter 7, verse 37. John 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Revelations 22, verse 18. Revelations 22, verse 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, Yahweh shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Witness verse for that verse can be found in Daniel chapter 4, verse 21. Daniel 4, verse 21. Whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowl of the heaven had their habitations. Revelations 22, verses 19 through 21. Revelations 22, verses 19 through 21. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Verse 20, he which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Master Yeshua. Verse 21, the grace of our sovereign Yeshua, the Messiah, be with you all. Amen. Death, pain, and tears will finally be banished forever. The curse will be removed that came upon mankind and even upon the earth itself. After the sins of Adam and Eve, sin and its consequences will at last be totally gone. Whoever desires will be able to take of the water of life freely. A little bit of an ending statement here. The book of Revelations has been a definite source of spiritual strength for the church in all ages. Whether some of them follow it, I don't know. Any of them that I've been in, I've never heard them say anything about the book of Revelations. They steer clear of it. It is the one book in the scriptures that is given wholly to the consideration of the plan of Yahweh for his people's future. They don't want you to know what's coming, because you may change your heart, change your mind, and look for what and who is speaking the truth. I don't remember if I said this or not. Within its pages may be found the pattern of their behavior for warnings against the peculiar dangers that the last days will bring, and exhortations to spiritualness and zeal. The preparations for things which must shortly come to pass, stated in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, was not solely the provision of adequate information about the future, but was a direct appeal to the members of the churches of Asia to renew their spiritual life. Revelation opens with a blessing on those who keep the things written in it, and ends with the invitation to the thirsty to come and take the water of life freely, as it quoted in Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. The book as a whole is a rebuke to complacency and a powerful incentive to holy living. The book of Revelation is given or presented in visions or segments. First, we see Yeshua in his glory speaking to the seven assemblies, five which have serious faults. In John's epistles to those assemblies, he is giving them criticism about their shortcomings and telling them that if they change their ways and follow the commandments of Yahweh, everlasting life and kingdom rulership are promised to them that overcome sins and spiritual defects. We have seen and read or heard of the visions of the seven seal scroll, seven trumpets, seven signs, and seven bowls. We seen, read, or heard of the visions of the four horsemen, prophecy of sin-incited calamity. We learn of the fall of the end of time of Babylon and the rise and fall of the Antichrist. This series of prophecies ends with the triumphal return of Yeshua to rule over the earth for a millennium, with the saints and eventually with Yahweh himself coming to set up his throne in the glorious New Jerusalem. The book of Revelation offers the most comprehensive prophetic view of the end of times. Most of the book's content focuses on the Great Tribulation, the first 3.5 years preceding Messiah's second coming. The final three chapters talk about the millennium, starting in Revelation 20, verse 4. The final judgment of mankind in 20, verses 11 through 15. And then the New Jerusalem in chapter 20, verses 21 through 22. I think it's interesting that although the Old Testament prophets are giving apocalyptic prophecies of what is happening and what is coming, the most prominent being Daniel 11, which coincides with Revelation chapter 13 and 17 about the Antichrist. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. Is this not right? If we don't follow the laws and rules set aside by Yeshua, we will have no place in the coming kingdom. Amos chapter 5, verses 4 and 6. This is what Yahweh says to the house of Israel. Seek me and live. Seek Yahweh and live, or he will sweep through the house of Joseph like fire. Yahweh repeats it twice. Why? I would say he's trying to make his point as blunt as possible. Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 1 through 23, and I'm not going to go through all of them. And the word of Yahweh came to me saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophecy out of their own hearts. Here, I think Yahweh is telling us not to believe everything we hear from someone because it may or may not be true. The word may be coming from someone who follows his own heart to make gains, kind of like readers of cards, palm readers, crystal ball readers. These are just a few examples of prophets who have proven themselves with Yahweh. We know that in Leviticus that there are seven feasts that Yahweh has set aside for us to attend throughout the years. Four of the seven still await a future fulfillment. One of those I mentioned earlier, two of them actually, Feast of Tabernacles and Day of Atonement. Four of the seven still await a future fulfillment ahead and a sign of the return of Yeshua and the establishing of the kingdom on earth. The disciples were assured that Yeshua will return to this earth in the same manner that he left at his ascension, in a visible, literal being, literal being with bodily, personal manner. He will come in a cloud, literally as a personal being with a body of flesh and bone. As can be cited in Luke chapter 24, verses 39 through 43 and 50 through 51. Verse 24 through 39, Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have. Verse 40, when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. I'll go back to that one. I'm sure I had it on here. There it is. Verse 41, And while they yet believed, not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, Have you here any meat? Verse 42, And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and of a honeycomb. Verse 43, And he took it and did eat before them. Verse 50, And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Verse 51, And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Surprisingly, I learned of parallels between the book of Exodus and Revelation in Revelation chapter 11. So instead of putting half the book of Exodus and Revelation chapter 11 in this message, I would just leave it to you to read Exodus and see the comparisons between it and chapter 11 on your own.